Om Shanti. So welcome everyone for this evening session. And this evening we are going to have another interview session. And we have Sudha Didi and Sister Pratipa Visal with us. And Sudha Didi will be introduced by Pratipa Ben. And the topic for this evening is Unlimited Giving by Rising Above Obstacles. And let me introduce both of them for the first timers. First of all, Sudha Didi. So she is the General Director of Brahma Kumaris Moscow and the Chairperson of Council of Trustees of Brahma Kumaris Centers in the territory of Russia, CIS and Baltic countries. And Sudha Didi came to Kyan in 1968. So she is carrying almost 58 years of experience. And next, Sister Pratipa. So she came to Kyan when she was very young, 15 years of age, and now 40 years of experience. And she is also part of the NCT in South Africa. So welcome both of them for this session. Thank you.
Om Shanti. It's lovely to be with everyone, and tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so it's lovely that we spend this time invoking Baba and also drawing on some special experiences. So, Sudha Ben, I'm glad to have this conversation with you this evening.
Thank you.
And just in terms of this theme of unlimited giving and being a bestower, I wanted to first draw out your personal experience. You've had the fortune of sustenance from Dadi Gulza, Didi Manmohini, and I think particularly Jagdish Bhai as well. And so through your experiences, how have you witnessed how they had that attitude of unlimited giving? Either giving it to others that you've learned from, or even how they express that towards you. So that personal experience of unlimited giving from the sustenance of these seniors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pratipa Ben. If I begin to recall my childhood, spiritual childhood. So I think the whole session can be dedicated to this question. There are so many beautiful, beautiful and wonderful experiences in this aspect. But what I would like to say first of all is that seniors, and that too those seniors who took direct sustenance from Mama and Baba, and by their personal nature, you know, naturally they were the embodiment of givers, giving. But I would like to underline here that what I have experienced in my life, in my spiritual childhood, is a lot and lot of support from the Brahmin family. The Brahmin family in which I entered in Delhi, in the first center of the world, in Kamalanagar, they were, most of them were of the age of my parents. The center was Ceylon when I was born, same year. And so many days were of, like my parents. And so the sustenance and the support I received from them, it is unforgettable. Mm. You know, and so I would like to share that also actually. And many, many experiences in connection with our seniors, Jagdish Bhai Sahib and Dadi Gulzar, Chakradhari Devi, and of course then Didi Manmohini and so on. So let me share just a couple of those experiences. But essence of those experiences will be that, as Sudesh Didi was yesterday sharing, like encouragement.
Mm.
So one of the qualities of a bestower is that the bestower, you know, goes deep in the soul and tries to take out the beauty of the soul and encourages the soul to go ahead, to move forward. So I remember that I was not even 1 year in Gyan, summer holidays, and so at that time in one of the areas of where we were living, the museum was to be built. And so for the model of heaven, there were some kumaris, much grown up. I was just 14 and a half at that time. And so they were making dolls, like to dress up them like deities, goddesses, and so on. And we were just observing and probably trying to help in something. So I remember that Ranish Bhai came to me, and he came to me with a song which was published in the journal Gyanamrit, and he said to me that we have Raksha Bandhan very soon, and we will have a public program, so can you sing this song? So how come he know that I am fond of singing? I am not a singer, but I was fond of singing and it was like my hobby. And so he came with this. And so I said, yes, we can make it like a marching song.
Mm-hmm.
And so how will you do that? And so I told him that this is what is I think. And so, you know, we began to rehearse it. And there was not even a single day when he will not join us. So we will begin to march and he will begin to march with us. And so will encouraging us, so that we get ready for this program. And then this became the basis of our participation in so many cultural programs, in not only in Delhi but in Madhuban and in many other centers and so on. And so like this came out, it's not just songs and dances and plays and what not. Skits and many, 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 many things. And the same way, I was just maybe probably 1.5 years in Gyan, I was asked to read the Murli to the class and to give the course. And so my voice was so soft that it will hardly reach the first two lines. And we didn't have any microphone at that time. But I was asked to do so, that you will do it. And it's a long story actually, and how I prepared for the course and so on. But what I want to tell here is the support and sustenance of the BK family. So when I read the Murli first time, just imagine, I was 14 and a half or maybe 15, and the BKs sitting in front of me, almost 200, and they were all in Gyan since 15 years, and I am reading Murli to them. I am just a newcomer, but I was like reading the Murli, and the Murli finished in half an hour. And internally I began to think that how is it when Didi reads the Murli, she reads in 1 hour, and I read so nicely, how could it finish in half an hour? But then I was not confused. I asked them, should I read another Murli? Because we have time. And they said, yes, yes, read another Murli. And so in another half an hour, I read another Murli. And so the two Murlis in one day. And I didn't know at that time that for each day there is one fixed Murli and so on. So I read two Murlis. And after that, you know, elderly brothers and mothers and all, they went to Jagdish Pai, and Chattadari Didi was not there at that time. This is why I was asked to read the Murli. And so, she read the Murli so nicely. They appreciated like anything. Mm. And, you know, I can imagine what I read at that time when I had no experience at all. But they appreciated, and they said it was wonderful. We remember so many points out of the Murli and so on. And then Jagdish Bhai gave me so much toli and, you know, like that. So what I want to say here is that in that young age, when I didn't have any experience, this support, this encouragement, this appreciation from the BK family, probably it became like a very huge support and foundation for me, that I could continue to grow, you know. So I had more and more confidence in me. Probably it worked a lot. It worked a lot. And not only this, but the love which we received from the family, these mothers and fathers and brothers and all that, you know, it was remarkable. It was wonderful. And so it was not only our seniors, you know, it is understood. But the BK family, it was like a wonderful support. And the same actually happened in Russia too. And Russia, you know, the support of the BK family did not give me the feeling that I am in a country where I am alone, where I don't know the language, where I don't know the culture, where I don't know people, where I don't know anything. But I never felt that I am alone, and the temperature, there was minus 25 degrees, but I didn't feel that. And I will tell you one story that it was 3 days of my stay there, and I was just standing near the window and watching the sun, because I didn't see the sun for a few days. And so somebody came from behind and something on my shoulders. So when I turned my back, I saw an old mother. And this old mother, she knitted some kind of a shawl, you know, scarf, and the trousers in these 3 days. And thinking that it is so cold here, so, you know, just imagine, you know, their state, the state of that giving, you know, and so I never felt that I am alone here, or it is so cold, I am not used to it. The things were not available there. There were no vegetables except three, cabbage, carrot and potato, nothing more. And there was fruit, etc., to which we were used to. They were not available. But I remember that there was not even a single day when I felt that something is missing. Every Brahmin will come, and every Brahmin will bring something or another in Baba's home. And so that love, that care, you know, and when we used to go to the class, we were living in a small flat, and so they don't open the door at all. They used to take to the hall, and just like taking a crystal bowl in their hand, you know, and take with safety fully. And after the class was over, morning and evening, with me to the flat, and from inside, then they used to go. So that care of the family, which I felt and experienced until today, it plays a very, very important role, you know. And so I call the Brahmins that, so the Brahmins, not only the seniors play an important role in the life of growing Brahmins, but the family itself play an important role. So the role of bestowing, whether it may be love or cooperation or appreciation or care or whatever it is. So, you know, so this is what I wanted to say about the family. Regarding Didi Manmohi, like yesterday Sudesh Didi was saying, you know, I remember myself and my younger sister, Kamlesh Devi, who she is in Bombay. We came here in December, winter holidays. And there were 2-3 brothers here. And asked us, till which date you are here? So we told that we are going tomorrow back. And opening and so on. 18th January is coming so close, single song. And you are going. How is it possible? So, but we have to go. And said, is it possible songs today evening? Evening where, what we ask. And so they said that in the day of sound. And so we began at 9 o'clock in the night. And there were 3 brothers. And third brother was taking care of, it was winter, very cold. Third brother was taking care of making tea for us. So that we told you. So, that night, till morning. And next day, Gavi Prakash Muni read the Murli. The class was in the meditation hall. And someone came to Didi Manmohini and said, Didi, they are going today, you know, they recorded 4 songs. Didi said, "Acha, they recorded 4 songs. Who was there?" So we said, "Yes, there were 3 brothers and so on and so on." So, but came time, her drishti gave us the feeling that we had something wrong. We had done something wrong, and what was that wrong? Action from anybody? See any senior? And these brothers came to us and we agreed with them and we recorded them. So, and after that, you know, Didi said, "Acha, acha, acha," she gave us the gift and asked that sister who came to tell Didi to bring one more gift. That is, you remember that we have that one thing. So the gifts. But at the same time, her eyes, her vision told us that something. Because in that is the protection. And, you know, because Maya is very clever. And wrong happened, but guidance for us. I think we were probably 2 years in Gyan at that time. So this was like bestowing on one hand love, but on the other hand teaching maryada. And if we do not learn maryadas, we can't grow. We can't grow. And it becomes very, very important. And if we talk of Dadi Gulzar, you know, her presence itself, her sweet drishti, every year we used to go for our educational trip. And so I used to take, when I went for the first educational trip in my university days, so I said, Dadi, but we will be there for 10 days. What should I eat and what should I not? And so Dadi said, okay, your mommy will prepare something for you. Take that with you. And there you can take bread, butter and jam. Bread, butter and jam. Or tea, milk, whatever you want. And but at that time, Dadi gave me a small, very small, such small silken purse, very small, it was red color. I still remember that. It was very small. And she gave me that gift. And in that purse, there was a keychain. the keychain, it was like in a book form. It is could open, and there was the photograph of Baba and Mama.
Oh, nice.
So she gave me that small little gift, and she said, "Keep it with you. Keep it with you." And so, small thing, but you know, it. How many years? You know, more than 50 years have passed. So, but I do not forget these things. So the sustenance by seniors or by family, you know, it is you not only receive it, but you learn. You learn that way. And one more thing here I would like to share, like Jagdish Pai, you know, there was a time when, you know, whenever he used to come to Madhuban very often, and every time when he used to come back, he will bring toli and so on. So, and that toli was distributed in the class. So one day what happened was that he came, and then after the class he came to meet everybody and told me, "Go to my room, there is a toli box, and bring that toli box." So I went to the room, I didn't find any toli box. I came back, I said, "There is no toli box." He said, "How it is not there? It is there on the table." So I went again and I saw there was a small toli box. Small toli box. So I came back with this small toli box, and so I said, "But there was only this, you know, the class was very big, 300 people sitting in the class." So I was searching for a bigger box naturally. So there was this, and Chakradhari Didi was standing there. So, "Bhai Sahab, how will you give toli to the whole class from this little box?" Now, listen here with attention. Very important thing. He said, "Do you know what is this toli? This toli is from Baba's tray. And what is the size of the homeopathic tablet?" "So that homeopathic tablet, what is the size? And this is used for the treatment of diseases and so on." And so Didi said, "But how can I give the toli to the whole gaddi?" I said, "I will give. Don't worry." So he sat on the gaddi with this toli, little toli box, and making small pieces of this toli to distribute to the whole class. And I remember the scene that nobody left. They were all standing in the queue, and with that same bhavna, like in Bharat, it is just putting like this and coming to Jagdish Pai to get this toli. So creating bhavna for Baba, creating bhavna for Yagya, for Baba's toli and so on. This is destroying, you know. So one is like saying something that these people have lot of bhavna, but these people have, but creating that bhavna. And it's just one example. There are many such examples. So from which you learn and continue to use this quality.
Thank you. Those were lovely stories, and I think a good takeaway is, as I was listening to you in terms of how the family supported you, I was just thinking that that's the time now, isn't it? We have to do that for each other, give that encouragement and that support to each other to grow, and helping each other to develop that bhavna. Lovely. I just wanted to touch base a little bit on some of the challenges that you may have faced in the early days of service in Russia.
because it was a new land, and so how did you work through those challenges? What helped you at that time?
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually never felt that there are some challenges from the very beginning. From whatever direction it may be, because there was a constant, from the beginning, constant support, there was a feeling, not just a feeling, but it was a stage awareness that Baba has sent us for service, and we are there for service. There are seniors to take care. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. And therefore, there was no such feeling that of any kind of challenge, whether it was weather condition. Like, for example, every year we used to come to India. Our air tickets were bought by Shaktinagar. We didn't have to think about it. Every year our dadis were visiting Russia. So Shaktinagar center was taking care of it.
Right.
We didn't need to think about it even.
Yeah.
So it was like very, very natural. And it happened for quite a number of years when this realization came that now we should begin to take this responsibility on us. And the same way, if you know, there was a time when initially we were living in small flats and changing the flats, and there was a time when we had to get a building, not a building, but a big premises on lease from the government. But quite a big amount had to be given for that. And the bhandari there did not have that amount. So this was told to Jagdish Bhai that there is this possibility, and should we go for that? And so I think that the constant cooperation and support also was because at every step we were taking the guidance what to do, not considering ourselves to be the heads. And that also is very, very important, to take the help and support. I need to be ready for that.
Right, right.
I always give the example of that in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Gita. The main picture on the title cover is where Shri Krishna is standing on the rath, and Arjun is sitting on his knees down below on the ground and looking at Krishna to receive. So this humility, if you want to receive, that humility is extremely important. That feeling of that, you know, I am getting it. And so when you are natural, then you do not even feel that you are asking for it. You just get it.
Yeah.
You just get it. And so when this question came that should we go for this, and it was told to Jagdish Bhai, and he fine, because he was very much concerned about services in Russia, and he was sure that these will grow, more than 100% sure. And so he said, okay. And everything was arranged in a couple of months. Everything was done. And there are other stories too like this. And so therefore I never felt that there was any such kind of a challenge. But the challenge which I experienced at that time, I didn't call it challenge, but for me it was something strange. And it was like when
when a senior BK, you know, who begins to behave in a way that wants to occupy, take over everything. And so when I saw this, it was like a very, something very strange, which I could not believe. That how can this person behave in such a way? For quite a long time, I remember that, okay, you know, the externally the relationship was fine, but internal feeling was there for a long time. And but later, as the time passed, so, and then there were some other examples, what I, you know, began to talk to myself was that in this drama, every soul has her own role. Role well, like if you are in a position, so you are expected to play in a certain way, right? Like if I am a senior, I am expected to behave in a certain way. So, but if somebody is not behaving as per your expectations, I should not spoil my role looking at that person. I should continue to play my role in the accurate way as is taught by Baba. And so this is the practice which I began to do. And second thing, in the during the last couple of years, one of the practices is that when I, though it does not happen 100% yet, but I try whenever I just become aware of this to look at others here at the forehead, at the, as the soul, so soul to soul connection. And so when this is the feeling, the soul to soul, then you are not affected by anyone's behavior. And as far as challenges by, you know, the weather conditions, I again don't feel that, you know, I was not concerned about that. I do not have those long shoes. BKs were taking care of that. So they will go to the market and they will buy. So I need something to wear, the overcoat or something. So I didn't need to go anywhere. So the family was taking care of it, and they will see that what is the size and so on. So everything was fine that way.
Just something that you touched on, and I think will be useful to take it further, and that is that we're talking about giving and just recognizing that we all come to Baba with some limitations, you know, whether it's a lack of patience or, you know, just learning to be more tolerant or whatever the case may be. So how have you stretched yourself? Because I feel that when we come to Baba, it's almost like Baba is teaching us how to make our hearts bigger and be more accepting and learn to go beyond the kind of limits we place upon ourselves. So, yeah, how have you stretched yourself? And again, what practices have you used to help you grow in those areas?
You know, what I think here is the, yesterday Sudesh Didi also mentioned, the quality of forgiving. No, yes, I tell you this, you know, when you understand deeply that all are on the way, and someone is moving faster, someone is slower, someone can make more mistakes, someone can make less mistakes, someone is very smart and other is very slow. And again, if you understand that this is a variety thing and all cannot be alike, it is not possible. So such things, and again the same thing, that if someone is not like, if in earlier days, like I was very sensitive in my childhood, very, very sensitive. I used to cry, you know, very easily if somebody will speak a little louder. But Baba's knowledge and the support of seniors, this, you know, trust of the seniors, trust of the seniors in us, it helped a lot. It helped a lot. Dadi Prakash Muni, you know, once Dadi Prakash Muni, while meeting some guests, said to them, say again a long story, and Dadi said, you know that they are three sisters and taking care of centers, but Dadi has no worry at all about them. So then it was like 80s, you know, somewhere in 83, 85, something like that. At that time I didn't understand even the meaning of these words. But later I understood that Dadi trusts us to such an extent that she need not worry about us. That something will happen to us and there can be some such storms of Maya which can take us away or something like that. So I began to rather work on myself, that how nice it is that if you can keep your seniors carefree, you know, like they need not worry about you. So become so powerful and strong. Stand on your legs in such a way that they can trust you. And then you can become a support for others. So like that, you know, so end of nature of forgiving, you know, okay, it happens and just forgive and forget. So I remember one story when one sister from Russia, you know, from Moscow, she met me in Gyan Sarovar near the reception area. She was coming from the dining area and I was going towards that, and so we stopped and she began to cry. She said, Didi, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me, and crying and crying. I said, but what happened? For what I should forgive you? So you, why are you crying? Please forgive me, please forgive me. You know, and so I said, okay, okay, I forgive, but I don't know for what. So she said that, no, years ago I did this, I did that, and so on and so on. I don't remember. So maybe you have done something like this, but I do not remember. So what I think is that when you truly forgive somebody from your heart, then the wrong action done by that person, you know, it just eliminates from your head. It just erased completely. You just forget about it. And so this quality, I always remember, that how many times our parents have forgiven us, Laukik parents, how many times our seniors have forgiven us, how many times Baba has forgiven us. So can't we learn this? You know, of course, many things happen, and so all are on the way. So like this.
So you're talking about forgiveness, and I think many times souls have the aim to forgive, but how they're not always able to forgive. You know. So what's the process you use for forgiveness? Do you like talk to the soul? Or do you hand it over to Baba and say, Baba, I forgive, or write, or how? What's your process so that you really finish whatever feelings are inside from your heart and that the memory also gets cleansed?
You know, I think that I didn't use any process as such, but there was one instance when something very painful happened, and so it happened in the evening, and it was not good at all. And next day we had to go somewhere. So, but this thought of pain was still in my intellect. So I was sitting in the car and thinking about it. How could this person say these words? How could this person say that? It's just rotating. And so, and then I put on the music. Just put on the music, and the song that played, it did not start from the beginning, but the line that started, it was that like a bhakti song, song from Indian film. And so says that, give me such power. And that give me such power that I am able to forgive. And that's all. That's all. So I felt that this was the reply from Baba. And that's all.
Right, right. So you just,
and it, you know, it worked like a magic, you can say. And that's all finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can simple technique. Baba steps in even through the tape recorder.
Yeah.
In the right moment. Okay. Just currently, when we look at the world, and particularly Russia is at war, and so you have the role of supporting both souls in Russia and in Ukraine. And often when there are wars, there's a lot of fear. And fear creates different reactions in souls. You know, people become insecure, and one of the things that it also can trigger is very strong patriotic feelings, you know. We right, you wrong, that kind of a thing. So what has been the support that has been given to the family at this current time? You know, how have you helped the souls to go beyond this and stay above and offer that spiritual response? And be unlimited in vision and attitude towards everything that's happening.
Yeah. You know that from the very beginning, when it was Soviet Union, the centers, of course, the services began in Russia and then below Russia and Ukraine and so on. It went on. So I don't think that there was even a single moment during all these 36 years and more when I or Brother Vijay or Santosh Ben or Chakradhari Didi, we had the feeling of that these are Russians or these are Latvians or these are Ukrainians or these. Never. Never. Rather, there was when I remember when there was this retreat online during COVID times. So, in one of the meetings, someone I won't name, someone said that there will be, you know, somebody from each region will share the experience. And so let one person from Ukraine and one from Russia will speak. I said, but why two? Why two? Why do you want to divide us? I instantly reacted, said, you have no right to divide. We are not divided. We are one. What is happening in the world? What politicians are doing, why they are doing, what is the history, none of us know. And we do not go into politics. We have family there, we have Brahman family here, we are one. We are one. So it is impossible that two people will speak from this region. There will be only one. And that one we selected from Ukraine. And that sister said, "Didi, I don't know English." So that to freely speak. I said, no problem. You write it,
right.
I will correct it and you will speak it if there is any need. And she did it herself. Her brother helped her, Locking brother, and who is also a BK. And it was done and she spoke so wonderfully. See, sometimes what happens is body consciousness, even in Brahmins, can create the walls. But we are very strong. Very, very strong. And this is a one family, and so therefore there is no question that we are not supporting them. We almost every month we have a meeting online. You know, we try that the sister from there will read the Murli for the whole region, if it is possible. But sometimes there is no electricity, and at the time when the Murli is to be read, so naturally our internet is not there, and then she can't do it. But there is always an aim, always. So in that family, and so when we have an online, our, you know, everyday class, there are many people who join from the region, including Ukraine. So many of them join, and they listen to the Murli, and which I read from Moscow, for example. So no problem at all. So the relationship, this internal relationship, and the internal feeling for each other is the same. It is the same, and therefore, the support is continuing in the same way, except we can't visit there physically, and they can't come here. We have two sisters, but still they came by a long, long route. They came here. They are still sitting here, and they are from Kyiv, and so everything is okay. And therefore, that is the main thing, you know, when we have the right feeling, because Baba is teaching us soul consciousness. Baba does not give us the label that you are an American or an African or a Russian or an Australian. No, there is no Australian Brahmin. There is no Russian Brahmin. But Brahmins from Russia, Brahmins from Australia, not, we can't label them that if you are a UK Brahmin. Or, no, it's the wrong language. But the Brahmin from there, we are all Brahmin. We belong to one family. We have all come from Paramdham. We all belong to Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, and so on. So therefore, there is no question of not supporting or the Brahmins there not experiencing that support and so on. So that is continuing.
And have you all had like bhatis together and stuff like that?
Yes. They meet and, you know, they celebrate. We have a retreat center there.
Right.
They celebrate Raksha Bandhan and Shiv Jayanti. And so whenever they gather there, so we also join them online. And, you know, certain words are spoken. And sometimes, if there is a possibility, somebody will join and sing a song online.
Right.
And so like that also. Beautiful. So it continues.
Now, Baba's world is very different.
Yes.
And it's lovely to see how you all have kept that connection so beautifully together. Okay. Just, we have a few minutes before we have to close off. Are there any questions from the audience? Anybody would like to ask one or two questions? It's been a very rich conversation, so giving a space for anyone.
Mm-hmm. some hints for the first comers, newcomers.
Okay, some hints for the first comers. Okay.
Yes. No, yes. You know that when the question of giving comes, it's easy to understand. Baba is a constant giver because Baba is constantly full.
Mm.
He gives but does not become empty. He's full. And so whether we are new in Gyan or old in Gyan or we have come for the first time or many times, I think this process of filling us, ourselves, continues till we attain our stage of Satopradhan. Right? And so therefore, as we were meeting today in the group from this region, Russia and all connected countries, and so this question came up there also. So I suggest that during your stay in Madhuban, every day there are so many sessions, classes, besides Murli. So if every Brahmin, particularly newcomers, they make a point to choose some kind of an important point from the whole day, like the essence, maybe like it will be a jewel or it will be a slogan for you, some kind of a motto, and during these 14 days of stay, note down the 14 points.
Mm.
And so not just note down, but practice that. And when you will go back to your places of service, then naturally Brahmins will ask, please share your experience of Madhuban. And so you have this with you ready. You have, so you can share. So when you are filling yourselves, when you are full, then you do not need to even worry about it. So you automatically continue to give. So therefore, my suggestion is that every day should be made, changed into a, there is a saying in Hindi, Gagar mein Sagar, means in a small vessel, put the whole ocean. So this, in the small vessel of our intellect, the whole ocean should be put, and it can be also changed into a drop, and that drop should be noted down and practiced. And that drop will change into ocean.
It's a very beautiful yukti because it's something that you can draw from throughout the year.
Yeah.
When you go back, just revising what your insights and experiences were. Good.
Yes, this brother wants to ask something. Yes.
Give him the mic.
Microphone, please.
And if there's a person who wants to give a question, give the mic, please.
Yes. Sergei, would you like to say
something? Ом Шанти. Вопрос такой: как новенькому, когда хочешь соединиться с Баба, не мешали другие мысли?
Еще раз.
Как новенькому, когда ты хочешь соединиться в медитации, не мешали другие мысли? И второй маленький вопрос. Брахм Баба спрашивал у сестры, которая уходила в транс: я похож на того, кого вы там видите? Как мне посмотреть, как я там достиг какого-то статуса или нет?
So he's asking two questions. One question is that when I am meditating, that what to do that others won't disturb. Others won't disturb. And second question he is asking is that how should I know whether I have reached that stage? So the answer to this question, I think it can be two questions, but one answer. is that when you reach the stage, that stage, then no matter what others do, you won't be disturbed. Like Shiv Baba is not disturbed, whatever children in the hall sitting doing, you know, I was always really very, very like pleasantly surprised looking at Baba's face when Avyat Bab Dada came, and after the Murli, and then there were some kind of announcements or something like this, till the bhog was offered to Baba and food was fed and so on. So there will be some kind of a, you know, hustle and bustle in the hall, and noise and coughing and all that will begin. And so, but I always used to observe how Baba is sitting. No effect at all. And we sitting in the hall will be, why people are making noise? Why they are clapping so much? Why they are talking so much? Well, like this, we'll have many thoughts. But Baba will remain in his state as he is, Sat Chit Anand. So always in that stage of bliss, no matter what is happening. So absolute detached observer. Absolute. So therefore, the when I reach that stage, then no matter what happens, nothing will disturb.
Yeah, beautiful. So it's the practice that takes us to that stage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think one final thing I'd like you to share, just to end off, and that is, please share with us one of Baba Dada's personal blessings for you. You must have met Avyak Baba Dada personally, so share one of that, just to close off.
Yes, I remember one of the blessings which is very, very valuable for me, when Baba said to me that the line of your fortune is very deep and very long. And so this remains with me. And this was a blessing, and but at the same time it was a teaching, because before that Baba used to come very often during that those days, not like today, as you know, but every alternate day or like that. And so in one of the meetings Baba said to me that among the four subjects you are very good in first and fourth, and but you have to make more efforts for second and third. And so you know, this was an instruction, this was a guidance for me. And in the next meeting, Baba said to me, the line of your fortune is very deep and very long. And so I could understand it, that I have to go deeper in every subject, and I have to understand. You know, I once I remember when Jagdish Pai conducted a class when he said the length of yoga, the depth of yoga, the height of yoga, the width of yoga, you know, he described like that. And so, and Baba said that the line of fortune is deep and long. And so long means that till the end of your life, as long as you live, continue to study, continue to make efforts in all the four subjects. So you can never think that I am a very old BK now, I have so much of experience, therefore for me student life is over. No, my student life continues till the last breath. And so I go in the deep subjects and I continue to study.
Okay, great. Thank you, that was beautiful. Thank you, Sudhavin. That was
Thank
a lovely
you.
Conversation.
Thank you very much.
Om Shanti.
Thank you. Om Shanti.